Let's take our Bibles and turn to the book of 1 John.
1 John chapter 1. My dad told me the toughest thing for a preacher to do is to be short. So you're going to get my first attempt at it tonight. Book of 1 John, a very familiar passage, one probably almost all of us in this room know. 1 John chapter 1, we'll read verses 5 through 10. Alright, let's start in verse number 5. This then is the message which we have heard of Him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, and His word is not in us. Let's ask God's blessing upon our time. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your word tonight. Lord, we just pray that as we look into it, that You'll challenge our hearts and give us a desire for a stronger relationship with You. In Jesus' name, amen. Here we have probably the best known passage on forgiveness. Forgiveness, if you've been saved for it even 2 days, is something you probably know that you need. Certainly we got forgiveness from our sins back in the day when we got saved. And God certainly did take our sins and separated them as the east is separated from the west. They'll never meet up with us again, and that is a wonderful blessing. But we still need to have that continual cleansing day by day. And so as we look at forgiveness, very briefly tonight, I want to bring some things to your attention. Look in verse number 6. It says, if we say that we have fellowship with Him. Verse 7, but if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. What we see here is what separates religion from Christianity. Because the other religions of the world offer something, but they don't offer a relationship. See, the Bible talks about idols, things made of wood and stone and the works of men's hands, and they can do nothing for a person. You can't have a relationship with a piece of wood. It's just not going to happen. Not as a relationship as we have with our Heavenly Father. And so the Christian experience is one of a relationship. We won't turn there, but in the book of Genesis, in chapter 5 and chapter 6, you'll see two people that walked very closely with God. In fact, they are the only two people that the Bible says walked with God. In chapter 5, it was the man named Enoch. In chapter 6, it was Noah. Two men that had this fellowship with God, they realized the importance of forgiveness. Then in Micah chapter 6, verses 7 and 8, Micah tells the people what God desires. And part of that desire that God has for us is to walk humbly with our God. Now look at this, the price of this relationship, the end of verse 7. The blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sin. The only way that you and I have forgiveness from God is because Jesus went to Calvary and shed His blood for you and for me. Now think about it. That's the price, that's the investment that God gave to have a relationship with you. That's a pretty high price. That's somebody who wants to get to know us. That's somebody who really showed that He truly loves us. How much do we do for other people to show that we love them? None of us have gone quite the extent of our Savior. And so God is deeply interested in our relationship with Him, and that ties in with this need for forgiveness because there's an interference, a roadblock, if we might say. In Isaiah 59:2, the Bible tells us that our sins have separated us from our God, and that our sins have hid His face from us, that He will not hear. And so as we lower ourselves in sin, God remains the same. The Bible says, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And so as we fall down in sin, that's an interference with us in our relationship with God. And so there's a roadblock there. We cannot communicate with God. It says that our sins hide His face from us, but He doesn't hear us. And so we offer our prayers and our words just fall to the ground because we stand in need of forgiveness. Our relationship with God is not what it ought to be. And so that's why next Sunday when we come to church, as we do every month, we have the Lord's table. time to examine ourselves and ask God for His forgiveness. Because David said that there's even sin that I commit that I don't even know that I commit. I think it would do us well to do introspection and look inside ourselves, into our heart, and see what might be there. Because there are things that we need to remove from our life and ask for God's forgiveness so that we can have a more stronger and vibrant relationship with Him. Now, we consider as sin lowers us, what is forgiveness? Well, there are a lot of different ideas as to what forgiveness is. We think when we ask a person for forgiveness that that erases the consequences. That's not true. Forgiveness is something that we need from God, but that does not take away sin's consequences. Now, salvation is a different act. That's where God removes the penalty of sin. That is eternal separation from Him. But sin, or forgiveness does not erase consequences for what we've done. If we do the consequences, we need to ask for forgiveness and then face the consequences that follow. Also, it's not a magic fix-all that makes everything okay. Asking for forgiveness doesn't make everything better and everything's just the way it was beforehand. No, it doesn't work that way. What is forgiveness? As we consider the fact that sin lowers us from God, who is up high, high and lifted up, forgiveness, when we ask it of God, is a ladder whereby we can climb back up to where God is and have a relationship with Him once again. And so that's what I picture forgiveness as being. It's what allows us to restore that fellowship with God. Now you consider if you hurt somebody physically or emotionally or any way, there's distance between you and that person. They may be standing right next to you, but they feel like they're a million miles away. But when they ask for forgiveness, the hearts are softened and the feelings or lack of feelings you had for them melt away. And then you can enjoy fellowship once again. That's what forgiveness is between us and God. When we ask Him to forgive us, we're saying, God, I want to have a right relationship with You again. And Psalm 51 would be a good chapter for us to study as we consider forgiveness, but we won't go there for sake of time. Now, our biggest hindrance to obtaining forgiveness is verse 8. If we say that we have no sin. How many times do you reprove a child and they say, I didn't do anything? I'll tell you, I've heard that from some kids that come to church here. I try to correct them, I didn't do anything wrong, I'm okay. Well, they stand in need of forgiveness. That doesn't change the fact of their sin, that they're stubborn and won't ask for forgiveness or won't realize their wrongdoing. But I think that affects us today as well. You see, the devil doesn't have to tell you the truth. He's allowed to lie because he is a liar and the father of it. John 8:44. And so we say we have no sin. The devil plants those ideas in our mind that our sin is justified. That we stand okay. What we did wasn't really wrong. After all, how many times have you heard this from kids? He started it. She started it. Justification for sin. We might also say that it's not a big deal. Nobody saw it. It doesn't change anything. Well, I beg to differ with you, and so would God. We may also think that God doesn't really care. Just a little sin. But no sin is small in God's eyes. We also believe the lie that it's not going to hurt anybody. Maybe just me at the most. And we say we're willing to take that risk. Well, the devil plants those ideas in our mind, but the fact is, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. And the truth is not in us. And so we need to face the facts that we have offended a holy God. Our relationship with Him that He has invested so much in is broken and needs to be in a state of repair. And so as we ask God to forgive us our sins, we can begin that process of restoring the fellowship. I'm going to turn back to one verse in 2 Chronicles, probably the best known verse on revival. Because here we see some things that are very interesting. And it caught my eye this morning in Hosea chapter 14, that God said that He would heal their backslidings. But we'll get to that here in just a moment. In 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 14, we have the promise of forgiveness in the latter part of this verse. It says, if My people, which are called by My name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek My face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. So here we see some elements that are involved in forgiveness. And going back, we're not going to turn there, but 1 John 1:9, it says, if we confess our sins, in order to have God's forgiveness, to rebuild that relationship that's been torn, we have to confess our sin. That is, it doesn't mean we have to spill out every single little detail, such as the other churches have a confession booth. We just have to agree with God that we're wrong and He's right. That we have offended Him, we have committed sin against Him. As David said, against thee only have I sinned. Now confessing doesn't change the fact of sin, remove its consequences. Rather, not confessing doesn't change the fact that we've sinned or remove its consequences. Not confessing our sin does not help us. We need to realize that the longer we may ignore the fact that we need forgiveness, but that doesn't change the fact that we still need it. We must have God's forgiveness to repair that relationship. We're in a state of disrepair and we'll spiral out of control if we don't ask for that forgiveness. So what are some elements? We have to confess our sins, but look at this verse. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray. So we see we need to talk to God about it as we confess our sin. Then it says that we need to seek God's face and turn from our wicked way. You see, if we want forgiveness, it says that we have to turn from our wicked way. We have a word for that in the Bible. It's called repentance. When we're turning, heading down one direction, when we chose to sin, we're turning 180 degrees back to our Heavenly Father. You see, if we don't have repentance and a desire to change our ways, God does not forgive us. That fellowship cannot be restored because we don't want it to. The intent of forgiveness is so that relationship can be restored. And so we have to have repentance. Without it, it's impossible. What's God's promises here? First of all, it's that He's going to hear. Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin. Then He says, I will, in 1 John 1:9, it says that He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us. You see, when we ask God for forgiveness, it's kind of interesting because it's our desire to heal the relationship, and yet He says, I'm going to clean you. What a wonderful promise that we ask God to restore the relationship and He begins to work on us and to bring us back to a state of righteousness. You see, because we can't do that ourselves. That's an act of God's grace and His love. You see, if we have a dirty window over here, we've got a dirty towel to clean that window that's dirty, then it's never going to get the job done. But if we apply the blood of Christ, it says that's what cleanses us and makes us white as snow. And then it says that I will heal their land. Not only does God want to cleanse us when we ask for forgiveness and bring our heart back to a state of righteousness, but He also wants to heal us. That's what I said caught my eye this morning in Hosea chapter 14. I'm glad my dad didn't spend too much time on there because I'm going to spend some time on there. But we need healing because we have broken God's laws and we hurt other people. The Bible says, no man liveth unto himself or dieth unto himself. And so when we choose to sin, not only do we hurt ourselves, our relationship with God, but it's bound to hurt other people. God says there's some things that need to be healed. And that starts with asking God for His forgiveness. So God has a wonderful promise. It's amazing. He loves us so much that He'll make us the very promise. No matter who we are, no matter what we've done, if we ask, He will forgive us. What a great promise. And so let us realize the fact that we are still sinners. A great hymn of the faith, I'm just a sinner saved by grace. We still need God's forgiveness. We want to thank God for His patience that He puts up with us sometimes. Because sometimes our hearts are hard towards Him. And so then we need to ask God for His forgiveness and apologize for what we've done. And then thank Him that He made that promise that we can experience that forgiveness. And have a relationship with Him once again that's vibrant and glowing and showing to this dark world. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your Word. Lord, we thank You for the promise that You give to us in 1 John 1:9, that if we confess that You'll forgive and cleanse us and heal us. Lord, we just thank You for what You've done for us and what You desire to do with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.